is the stage show where it's time to find out what's making news in the art world. Claire Nichols, hello.
Hi, Michael. The Sydney Theatre Awards were handed out last night, and the winner of the Best Main Stage Production was the Sydney Theatre Company for The Harp in the South, Parts 1 and 2. That production also won Best Director for Kip Williams and Best New Australian Work for the playwright Kate Mulvaney. It was actually a really good night for Sydney Theatre Company. It won 11 prizes in total, including Best Actor in a Leading Role in a Main Stage Production for Hugo Weaving in The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy. Away from the STC, the Best Musical went to Crybaby, which also won Best Direction of a Musical, Best Stage Design of an Independent Production, and Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Musical for Ashley Rubinack. And the prize for the Best Independent Production went to a show that I don't think I can say the name of on the radio, Michael. It was Stupid Effing Bird by New Theatre.
Oh, it's got a rude name. Fill in the blank. Well, some big names there. That sounds like a great occasion. Now, it's a good time to be an artistic director, it seems to me, or an aspiring artistic director.
Yeah, there are a lot of new artistic directors that have gone into jobs since we last talked, Michael. So at the Brisbane Festival, Queenslander Louise Bezina has been given the top job. So she currently runs the Bleach Festival, an arts festival on the Gold Coast. And I asked Louise what her plans were for the Brisbane Festival.
I'm really interested in how to tell, I guess, the Brisbane story without it feeling like it's parochial or anything like that, but I'm really interested in presenting a festival that really feels like the city that it lives in and that it's from. And so the citizens of the city of Brisbane can really connect and engage, but also people that are visiting Brisbane can get a sense of what this great city is all about.
So do you think this festival will feel different than the Brisbane festivals we've been to in the past?
I think there'll be some parts that will be the same because, you know, it's a really successful festival that's done, David has done a fantastic job and the previous artistic directors have done amazing work. But naturally, every artistic director will bring a flavour. And my flavour is very much commissioning new work, works of scale, site-specific, community, large participation work. That's what I'm really interested in. And I really feel like Brisbane Festival is a really fantastic platform for that kind of work.
That's Louise Bezina, the incoming artistic director at the Brisbane Festival. And Claire, when does she move into the big office?
She starts the job in May. She'll present her first festival next year in 2020. And David Berthold, who's the current artistic director of the Brisbane Festival, will run this year's event. Staying in Brisbane, Michael, there's a new artistic director for the contemporary dance company Expressions. Amy Hollingsworth's going to make a very graceful leap into that role. And also in the dance world, the Melbourne-based contemporary dance company Chunky Move has a new artistic director. Anthony Hamilton will take up the reins. He's actually a former dancer with the company. And Michael, I dug around the archives and I found an interview that Anthony did with RN way back in 2006 in rehearsal with Chunky Move, talking about the disconnect between movement and emotion on stage.
The way I'm moving and the technique that I'm utilising to make this choreography and happen is quite a complex way of moving. And in fact, I don't actually have a lot of thought going on in my head of where I'm directing it or where I'm going with it, because there's sort of so much mental effort going into just the way I'm moving simply alone. So that's kind of taking up all my brain power.
So these days, Anthony Hamilton is an award-winning choreographer. He has a Heltman Award, a New York Dance and Performing Arts Award, 5 Green Room Awards, and as well as being the artistic director of Chunky Move, he'll also be the co-CEO of the company. And Michael, he'll share that role with Christy Eyre, who's another former Chunky Move dancer.
And in other news, the Fringe World Congress. This sounds very grand.
Doesn't it? The Fringe World Congress is held every 2 years. And basically it brings together fringe directors and organisers from all around the world to share ideas and network. And the good news is that it's been announced that in 2020, the event will be held in Adelaide, which is great news. And it will coincide with Adelaide's 60th Fringe Festival.
Which is a lot more fun than Adelaide's Fringe Festival.
Yes, I reckon.
And finally, Claire, oh yeah, a big showbiz farewell to Carol Channing.
Yeah, the Broadway legend Carol Channing. She died last week at the age of 97. We really couldn't let the occasion pass without paying tribute to her. She originated roles including Lorelei Lee in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and, of course, Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. And she had such a distinctive singing voice, didn't she? That really kind of deep and raspy voice. Here she is.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's so nice to be back home where I belong.
Yeah, what a woman. Well, valet, yeah. Carol Channing.